This is a BloomerBoomer.com podcast with host Andy Asher.
Well, hi, everyone. The next chapter in life, something many of us begin thinking about as we enter retirement. At Bloomer Boomer, we talk about that in the Passions Over 55 section. Well, in any case, we talked with a writer about that who wrote a book, and it's about the 7 steps to right-size the rest of your life. The almost 100 million baby boomers living in North America alone are just beginning to face the essential questions associated with retirement, downsizing, and determining how we will live the next chapter of our lives. So let me welcome Robert Miller, a prolific and articulate writer, speaker, and creative thinker. He's successfully blended his 40 years of face-to-face corporate and real estate client conversations with his wife, Monica Laurie's keen insights and wisdom to create the book on downsizing and the workbook on downsizing.
I think that as it relates to us as baby boomers, downsizing was really more of a midlife re-engineering process. It was that process of analyzing and simplifying and determining what really, really matters to us and our partner, particularly as it relates to that next chapter lifestyle that we wanted to enjoy. And one of the surprising kind of sidebars in this is, although the book was largely written to the 55-plus audience at the time that we started this quest about 3 years ago, over the last 24 months, we've seen an increasing number of 38 to 50-year-olds that are coming out of the woodwork saying, my career just became a contract and the predictability has gone from my life, and suddenly now I need to downsize my lifestyle, which was something that I think is relatively new, but certainly is an outcome of the economic times that we live in.
Robert, I really like your 2-book set. It's the book itself and then the workbook on downsizing. We can talk about that in a moment. But as you started to face retirement and maybe making some new choices in life, how did you respond?
I responded to it. I discovered a new sense of personal freedom and the freedom to live that life that I wasn't allowing myself to be a victim of something or someone around me. Does it take personal discipline? Absolutely. But for me, it was a choice, and for the first time in my life, I found a real contentment and inner peace, and I actually, as trite as it sounds, I actually discovered what joy really meant for the first time in my life.
Well, what an inspiration that is. And you talk about the importance of setting priorities. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
You know, when we're 30 years old, Andy, I think most of us remember the fact that we all thought we were 10 feet tall and invincible, and then one day we wake up and we're 55 or 60 or maybe 65, and we realize that that's not the case anymore and that our priorities have shifted. Now, over those thousands of conversations that we've had, it became clear that, you know, as we talked to folks, there was a very common commonality in kind of the top 5 things that most people came up with. And, you know, while most people will think that having enough money to retire on would be the first priority, actually, it's not.
And, you know, when I first looked at the book, I thought downsizing was more of just the physical aspect of downsizing. But as we're talking here today, we find that there's a lot more to it than that. But let's move on, because there is a lot to cover. And as you speak in your book about all these key questions that we were talking about, and the choices that confront us in our next chapter lifestyle, the what, when, why, who, with, how much, and finally the where, which of these should our listeners and people focus on?
The book on downsizing triggers the thought process, and then the workbook that you referred to actually walks our listeners through that series of questions that will help them to discover and create the future that they want to live. So, you know, we need to consider what's important to each of us, what are our priorities, and we need to take inventory of our health and determine whether we are realistic in those choices about the the next chapter lifestyle that we want to create. Now, the when question should be viewed in two parts. The first part is, you know, when should I start planning? And typically the answer is yesterday, as, you know, most of us have no concrete plan for the next chapter, whether this means our retirement or our post-working years or we're an empty nester. And without a plan, we're simply, to use the analogy, we're backing into the future and allowing the rest of our life to happen to us one day at a time. And all too often, we've heard others certainly do this. They lament about the fact that they were just unlucky in life. The old adage was that if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. And while that sounds a little bit harsh when we apply it to our personal life, all too often, I think that that's true, that the failure to have a life plan does leave us pretty much at the whims of fate. So the next question, the second part of that question really is, when does it actually start? When I step away from my job or I sell my business. And to help us with this process, we actually modeled an exercise around the movie The Bucket List, and most of us will remember Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman and that great drama.
Your message and your book is certainly an inspiration and great topic, and I think it's I really appreciate the time that you've spent. And for people who want to get hold of it, how might they go about doing that?
The easiest way to do that would be to go to www.thebookondownsizing.com or simply call 1-855-755-BOOK. The books are all on Amazon.
Guest has been Robert Miller, who wrote the book, The Book on Downsizing, and he has a workbook on downsizing to go with it. Thanks again, Robert.
Thanks for listening to our BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts, and you can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Oh, and we encourage you to leave a comment in the podcast reply section. And finally, we would love it if you'd register to receive our newsletter. Thanks again.